The shooting death of a man at a suburban shopping centre has again put the actions of New South Wales Police under the spotlight. A senior officer at the Parramatta Westfield Mall shot 34-year-old Darren Neal to dead yesterday afternoon. It's the second police killing in just over a week. Lindy Kerin reports.
The family of Darren Neal are still in shock about what's happened and have gathered at the family home at North Rocks in Sydney's northwest. Darren Neal's brother-in-law told PM the family is not yet ready to talk publicly. Today, New South Wales Police Commissioner Andrew Scipione spoke briefly about events that led to the fatal shooting.
Look, this was a series of events. It was a very violent exchange. There'd been a series of serious offences that had been committed leading up to the confrontation with the officer in the Parramatta Westfield. The death of anyone is always a tragedy. This is a very sad day, not only for the family, but also for the police officer that was involved in this particular incident.
It's alleged that 34-year-old Darren Neal led police on a car chase after robbing a house at Penrith and then stealing a car. They say he crashed the car and stole another vehicle at knife point on the M4. Police won't say whether Darren Neal was still armed when he was shot by a senior officer. They're also not saying why a taser wasn't used. Detectives have spent the day seizing security footage and interviewing workers at the shopping centre. Parmjit Sandhu was working at the food court yesterday afternoon.
But I'm working in the kitchen and around 3.30 and 3.45 I heard a big bang, like someone hit with a wall or something like that. And then I didn't take notice, you know. After 10 minutes, I go outside, go in the front, serve to customer, and then I saw the police everywhere.
The death of Darren Neal comes just over a week after a 21-year-old Brazilian student died after being tasered by police in central Sydney. The New South Wales Council for Civil Liberties says it's deeply concerned about recent events. Spokesman Cameron Murphy.
It's absolutely extraordinary that within a week we have two suspects in crimes being killed by police. Police first were saying that tasers were a non-lethal weapon. Now we see a second incident a week later where somebody's killed using firearms, and particularly in an area, a crowded shopping centre, maybe in a back room or somewhere nearby a food court. But one's got to question what's going on with the New South Wales Police Force that this sort of thing can occur.
Former Detective Michael Kennedy, who now teaches policing at the University of Western Sydney, told The World Today that it's unfair to criticise police. He says officers are forced to make tough decisions within seconds.
I'd say it's easy to be critical when you weren't there. I've been in many difficult situations, and I've got to tell you that you don't have a law book and you don't have a team of advisers to advise you. You have to make very quick decisions about what you're going to do next. You can't freeze time.
The shooting death at Parramatta yesterday will be investigated by the coroner and by the police critical incident investigation team. Commissioner Andrew Scipione has defended his officers and denies there's a bigger problem of police using excessive force.
Our officers are involved in serious confrontations every day. This is the fare of police officers the world over. The fact is, they are meeting challenges every single day that they pull on the uniform, and every single day they rise to the challenges and get on with the job. Thank goodness, today, every police officer in New South Wales strapped on their uniform, put on their gun and went out and did their job.
Police are urging anyone with information or video footage of the Parramatta incident to contact them immediately.
Lindy Kerin.